Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of I Digress. I go by the name Uncle Deva, the most intelligent and serious-minded person in the streets. Just in case you didn't know that. I just want to remind you.
And he's saying that because a lot of people reached out and they noticed how Deva was trying to be so serious last episode. It was...
I'm actually serious.
Yeah,
guy.
It was such a struggle for him.
You know that.
One day we'll start doing video and they will see how much of a struggle.
No, we can't actually go to video. No, no.
Yeah, I always look a mess.
Like, I can't even, like, I have to be like, so you know, right?
No, but if we ever do video, I think we have to decide and agree that we're going to wear our hoodies and sweatpants. Oh, like, yeah, yeah, always. Natural, and our beanies. Yeah, that's literally how we always are.
Yeah, natural states. None of that.
No stress. No
looking
cute. If you're
coming on, please get a hoodie.
You know what? That could be our thing.
Get a hoodie.
Come with a hoodie. Or we can give you a hoodie. Sign, we can just put a... You know how these do... Sorry, for people that didn't grow up in Nigeria. Remember Jara? Do you remember Jara? On,
oh, yeah.
I remember Jara the pillow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How old are you, bro?
What? You Jara.
Jesus.
They give you a little pillow and then you sign something. We should do that.
That comes from it. I thought you're going to reference like how in school, you know, people are graduating, they always can't sign people's shit.
Oh gosh,
stuff.
That's so juvenile. I'm sorry. Right.
So yeah, but that's they a didn't good let idea. Us do that. You know, I have, you know,
By the way, I didn't get to introduce myself. Oh, my name is Faye Kemi.
I'm so sorry.
I always don't worry. It's me that jumped in. Hi, my name is Faye Kemi. Yeah.
And there she stuck.
I never know what to say. But I wanted to say thank you, guys. Thank you so much, guys. The last episode got so much love.
That was
we hope
amazing.
To be able to bring you more interesting stuff. Let's keep the momentum going. Y'all did a madness on the numbers. It was in fact.
Yeah, tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their boyfriends to tell their partners to tell their girlfriends.
Their boyfriends, side chicks, daddies, daddies, just little listen. Girl, daddy's secretary.
Hey, What? From where? Stop it.
You know, just, but thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. And let's keep it going.
So my music just started playing all of a sudden. I'm going to keep this in the recording. I'm sorry.
I actually paused so that Deba will cut it out.
I'm going to keep it because the reality of it is that it doesn't have to be perfect.
There we
Life
go.
Life isn't perfect. Some people had jobs yesterday and they don't have today. Life isn't perfect.
Yeah, and then our heart goes out to all the people that lost their jobs.
Yeah, in my heart, man. Like my actual like organ.
Debo as well. I know we're laughing. It's not
no,
funny.
No, but it's not funny though. But it's just funny.
Debo lost his would you say lost his job?
I was out of contract.
Yeah,
so I've been unemployed for some time.
Yeah, he's been unemployed this week. So he's had time to actually sit down and, you know, reflect.
On life. And trust me, I need a job. Have you ever experienced going out and craving something and actively remembering that you do not have work?
I have nothing to replenish this money.
Yo, let me get the craziest thing. So yesterday I was at home doing nothing as I'm unemployed. And it happens to me sometimes I just want to eat Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And trust me.
Oh, Deva always eats Chick-fil-A.
I'm obsessed.
Always.
Not going to lie. Yeah. I'm obsessed. And there are two ways to get it. Is it I drive to buy it or I order it? DoorDash is the one that does the ordering. You can't get an Uber for whatever reason.
Mm.
And if you go there, my
the line
order,
is long.
Yeah, no, sometimes it's not. I actually go to the one at Bloor. So like I go to a different Yorkdale is a madness.
Oh, Yorkdale is always full.
For people that's like ICM, like you said.
It is ICM.
Kedja City Mall, just in Toronto, really. So I'll go down to buy it. My order is usually about $20-$22 regularly for my food, just me.
Big boy.
Yeah, and like that's, I'm okay.
Wait,
like,
so you buy for just yourself? What of?
No, if I'm buying by myself. Like if it's both of us, it's me and MJ, it's like about 45.
Yeah, but like
45.
Every time you buy and you're leaving the house, shouldn't you just buy for
I
her?
I usually time days that she has gone to work.
Jesus.
Like I wait for a day that she has gone to work. I don't used to crave it in the afternoon when she's at work. No. When we're both at home, no. Why? Let's eat something in the house.
Let's eat the rice in the fridge.
Moi, something nice in the fridge. Or if I crave anything, something close by, you know, a walking distance.
Just quick.
That is
you
on
know
the
what
door.
Is these Chinese in the mall that's like 6:50
exactly
at 7 o'clock.
You know, six they put like five kung
pao
chicken.
Mushroom.
I give you a compound. Nah, I never buy it. But like it's like $20 I would go. If you're buying it from DoorDash because of the extreme fees that come with DoorDash.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Like 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been uncomfortable buying it. I crave Chick-fil-A, I buy it. It's standard with me. Yesterday, I craved Chick-fil-A. I looked at myself. I said, you know, I want to eat Chick-fil-A. I said, you know, no problem. I'm going to do it. And then I go to my room. I lay down on my bed. I pick up my phone and I sleep off. I wake up an hour later. I say, Dibu, you're hungry. You need to eat. Okay, I'm going to order Chick-fil-A. I open the DoorDash app and then I sleep off again. I then wake up about an hour later
it's
again.
It's God that is bringing the spirit of sleep upon
oh,
you.
Oh, no. I get a text from MJ. She says, oh, Alpha, you've been sleeping a lot. What are you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm just tired. I'm bored. And she's like, what are you going to eat? I'm like, you know, I want to eat Chick-fil-A. And then I get up and I'm like, I'm going to buy it. And then in that moment, I realized the only reason you've been sleeping is because you're unemployed. And if you're unemployed,
should you really be eating Chick-fil-A?
You can't put this money back from where it's coming.
There's no replenishment plan.
So what are you doing? I was like, you know what? There's jollof rice in the freezer.
I just eat jollof rice. Speaking of jollof rice, Debo also did something. See, Debo has been doing stupid things, okay? Debo ordered jollof rice last weekend, like a whole tray or whatever. And then he decided to eat that jollof rice on Saturday with like 4 pieces of chicken.
It's not my fault. It's nice.
And then Monday, Debo is out of contract. Debo decides to eat rice with no meat.
Do you understand that? When I ate that chicken, I was quite assured that, you know, the next day I'm
going
to work.
Going back to work.
It's
going to
be
know?
A great day. And then boom. They're like, hey, bros, please, you're not employed here. Hey, you can go to another company. I'm like, what? Sorry, come again. What's going on? Nah, it's been a while. But like, big ups to everyone that's lost their job. I can't understand how
it's pretty difficult. I can't.
Another notification, guys. As you can see, we're so excited to be here.
I'm so sorry, guys.
We're also recording on a day that is not usually when we record.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that I also forgot the wires yesterday.
It's been a madness, by the way.
Unemployment is not good, though. You know, do you know, in all honesty, unemployment...
Why am I showing like I'm still online? I guess that's why people think that it's okay to be messaging me at this time of night.
What's
so
time?
No.
Oh.
This is 7:20.
I have so much juice for you. Do you know that one of the companies I interviewed with, they said that the work hours were from 10 to 7 p.m. I said, fuck that.
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yes. I said, fuck
that. So that's another time zone?
Yeah. They're in a different... They're in California. I was like, fuck that.
Honestly,
fuck that. What? I can't go out at 6 p.m. No, why?
No, but that means that work actually starts at 8 for them.
No, it's just for us. So what they want to do is a Toronto office, but because it's a new office, they need to maintain,
they're still setting up,
heavy relationship with the California office, and they wanted us to stay connected. And
that's awful timing. That's right, that's awful timing. Yeah,
it's not gonna work for me, but yeah, so I said no.
It's been a week for me. I've been so busy this week. Oh my god, guys, they employed another black lady.
Oh
damn,
your diversity,
my position is threatened.
It's like I'm the only black
I person. Was the only black girl at work, and then I get to work yesterday and I'm like, oops, who do I see? Like, because when people start a role in my company, they send like a caricature of the person. So the caricature was dark.
Like, are you Indian?
Maybe she's Indian. Like, okay, I don't. And her name is Tiffany. So I'm like, yeah, Tiffany. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
I got to work yesterday. I'm like, damn, that's natural.
Is she African or is she like Canadian?
I guess she's Canadian, but I would assume that maybe she's like from the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
she looks like she's from like West Indies.
My office replaced me already with a black person.
Damn,
I know,
was
man.
Quick.
That was quick. Yo, like I just saw a black man with beards on the office.
They've been waiting for
you. On the seating platform. I'm like, what? You guys, man. I actually liked you guys. And then, it's okay.
Life yeah, happened. That sucks. But yeah, the week has been busy for me. It's been... So I have a very, very interesting, like, is it a segue? Digression? I guess. So I've been going through something like really, really difficult for like the past 2 weeks, right? And I was talking to a friend of mine. And
is he your niece? I hope not.
Oh my God, no. Leave my niece alone.
Okay. I'm listening.
They ain't what they used to be, but hey. But yeah, so I was talking to him and I was telling him what I was going through and stuff. I was just like sad and all teary-eyed, and he's like, okay, that there's something that he's been doing that has kind of simplified decision making for him.
Yeah.
So if he has a major decision, minor, anything really, whatever decision he has to do or he has to take or make, what is it? Is it take, make, or do?
All join. whichever one fits your narrative, please. English is not my first language.
So like whatever decision he needs to go through, undertake or whatever,
yeah.
He has this test that he puts himself through, and yeah. It's called the deathbed test. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before.
No.
So he says that he sits down and he thinks 90 years from now, when I'm on my deathbed, how important would this decision be then? So like, what would I even remember that this was a thing in 90 years time when I'm dying? I'm like taking stock of my life. Yeah. Would this be important, or how important would it be? And that would help him like make like quick decisions. Like, yeah, I don't have to think too much about this. Go with my gut. And I'm like, yeah, but like, ugh, it's easier said than done.
It is.
It's easier said than done, because I'm thinking about like my situation now, and I'm like, huh, it wouldn't matter in 90 years.
I mean, first of all, I'll say that kudos to you guys for thinking you're going to live to 90. Like, that's a...
No, not to 90. 90 plus 30.
Like, because, whoa. It's like 90 years from now, will I be so comfortable? Man, you won't be able to walk.
Fair point. You probably won't be able to think, too.
Like, your problems will be so
much...
No,
but you'd be surprised. Some people are very, very agile at 90.
Yeah.
So let's even assume that we all make it to 90, and then you have to take stock. Would that... For you, would that simplify how you make decisions? Would it help you? I thought about it. I thought, you know what? Let me test it out with whatever it is that I'm going through. And I'm like, yeah, it's different again, especially when it's like a two people kind of conversation. When it's like decision. When it's not a sole decision, it's like, yeah. Okay, hey, like, oh, I've decided from my end, but like, I can't force the next person to...
Oh. Now I suddenly get the dynamics of what's going on here. So, guys, I was a bit confused at first.
Please, David, shut up.
But now I get it. Okay, please, fire on. 90 years from now. 90 years from now, what are you thinking? What would be on your mind? There you go.
What would be on my mind would be my kids and my family and my love.
So,
you know.
So quick. So
I know that. I know that. Nonsense shit, but yeah, would it for you, would that simplify things for you if you use like that method, even like
I think generally speaking it wouldn't. I think
really
the idea is great,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be, it can, you can't look at it for long-term things. It can't be like 90 years from now, Jesus, no. But if I get the way using it as a phrase as 90
like
years
nothing
from
really
now,
matters in the grand scheme of things,
yeah, but like if you ask me that, okay, if I made a move today and I wanted to make a decision today, and you ask me 10 years from now, would it matter? That mm-hmm. would make more sense. That would definitely help
maybe
in deciding what that would be, right? But obviously, it depends on different things. Like, if it's a life partner, yeah. definitely shit. You should be looking at 90 years,
you should
right?
be looking at 90 years.
Right? But if it's like Chick-fil-A or rice.
It should be like 10 minutes from now.
She's like, am I going to be happier next week? Or tomorrow, like
would it matter?
You guys, so like that. I think it all depends on the level of things, but it's a good logic to go by. Sorry, because like at the end of the day, if you want to make decisions, you have to look at the
holistic.
Yeah, I always say this thing. There's shit ton of times, yeah, that I would want to send a message. I always say this to my friends, like I want to send a message, or no, it's not gonna happen. And then I want to type something or comment on a picture or make a post about something or think of a joke that I'm like, this is so funny and I want to post it because I know like people might laugh or like whatnot. And then I just type it. And when I'm done typing, I drop my phone. Mm. And then like a couple of minutes later, I pick up
you
my
come
phone
back.
And I look at it, I'm like, hell to the
no,
fuck.
It doesn't apply anymore.
Why?
It suddenly doesn't apply.
Why did I type this? Like it happens to me a lot. And a lot of times, like I do it because for me, I see it as protecting myself.
Mm-hmm.
From situations whereby really, if there's a backlash or something like you didn't really need to say, you'd end up saying or something that it's not necessary, right,
yeah.
to be said. So I just like, I move that. So it's kind of almost like the same logic. I look at what the future holds
the future
for
effect.
Or something.
Especially for this example that you gave about like typing stuff up. When I joined like the corporate world, when I was in Nigeria, I learned very quickly that you do not respond to emails immediately. Now, the quick emails, yeah. But imagine somebody sends you an email that pisses you the fuck off.
Yeah.
The first thing you do, honestly, before me, if you hear me, I'm just like, send your father. And I don't be using all those corporates, go to hell. I will actually tell you to go to hell, okay? Because my boss was amazing. So I knew he was going to have my back. Whatever it is that I type, he would then come back and be like, you should not have said it like that, but it's okay. I got to have your back outside. And then he had my back outside. But I remember very well, so the company I used to work for, they're very big on training. They trained us on everything, like different things. So, and you could always sign up and say, oh, hey, I want to, because we had a whole training department.
Yeah.
So you could say, oh, hey, I want to learn or I want to do whatever trainings is available, whatever. So I remember I went for email communication and it wasn't anything, I didn't think it was anything important, but I could tell you that I learned something very, very great. When you get an email that either pisses you off, makes you upset, it's fine. People do that all the time. People are going to piss you off. What you do is type up your response. Type it. And then leave it. And then go to lunch. Or just go somewhere else. Don't not do something else on your computer. No. Literally, because while you're still on your computer, you're still in that mood. Thing,
yeah.
Literally do something else that does not require a computer. Go and do your filing or go and do literally anything. Go and see a client.
Yeah.
And then you come back to it an hour, 2 hours later, read it again. You will find that you are going to end up tweaking so many things. I mean, you still have to reply to that email, right? Yeah. So it's not like you wouldn't have to reply, but you'll find that you will then start using, so you start replacing, you shouldn't have as, I don't think you should have, or like you would start to then tone it down because at that point you are not as fired up. You're not as like,
your body don't soft.
You don't.
That's actually true. I think for messages that are annoying, like, I don't necessarily reply emails.
Mm-hmm.
Usually my emails are like, bro, what the hell are you doing?
I hate it. I make sure my emails are empty when I close the day.
Right, so
always zero.
I usually don't reply emails. But that's true because I get a lot of conversations, especially with my parents. My own comes when I'm with my parents because my mom can send something to me and I will just, what is this? What are you talking about? You don't understand where I'm coming from. And then after a while, I'd be like, you know what? I should have actually
She's just trying to be nice.
Yeah, just relax. So that's actually true. That's a good way to go about life. Don't talk immediately. Think before you talk.
Hmm.
Don't talk from your anus. Don't talk with your nose.
Hmm.
You can talk with your nose, really. But like, think in everything you do. Like, think properly before you talk. Don't react to things immediately because most times you want to go back. And human beings will never forgive you for the first thing, for the second thing you're going to say. They will always take the first thing as the truth. I don't know why human beings do that, but they always say, the first thing you said is the truth.
Yeah.
Not the
people always
not the
say
replacement
that.
Of what like, oh my God, I didn't actually mean
I didn't
to
mean
be
it
that
like that.
Aggressive.
This is what I meant.
Yeah,
like, no, you said what you actually meant.
You said it.
It was in your ass that you said.
Yes. You'll not be like, I was drunk. When you're drunk, that's when you say the truth. You know that thing's a lie.
Is it a lie? I've never been drunk before.
Say
I
like,
have never in my life.
You've never been shit-faced drunk. You've never been tipsy
I've
or you've
never
been
tipsy.
Shit-faced
I have
drunk.
Never been tipsy. I have never been drunk. I've never been shit-faced drunk. I've never been blackout drunk. I have never been any form of drunk.
Why? Because you limit the amount of alcohol you take.
You've gone out with me before. Like, I don't drink. You've been out with me. I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not, like, yeah, I don't. I'm like, I can take a shot or two, but, like, I'd rather not.
I know we're meant to be Christians and, you know, alcohol is not good for us.
No, a little wine for the belly.
Yeah. But like, we should put
that's
a poll
what my dad
up.
Would say.
If there's a 50% voting that we should get Faye drunk, guys, I would make it a mandate.
Should we put it up on Instagram or on? Okay.
Put it on IG. 50%.
So what would the question be?
What's like should if we get yes or no?
Okay.
If
cool.
It's yes and the yes is higher. If it's no, yeah, no, that'll be like, okay, your friends are looking out for you.
Oh, we are going out next week.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, I mean, Paul, hey, you
no, better. No, you guys, you know, you guys can't do that.
Because we're going out
so
next
just
week.
So just say no. Everybody, please say no. Please say no.
I best believe it's going to be a yes. But yeah, I've been shit-faced drunk a couple of times.
So you're saying that when people are drunk, it's not necessarily that they say the truth?
Yes. When people are drunk, they say what's on their mind. Not
which is the truth?
No. Because the idea that what I say when I'm drunk, it's the reality. Hmm. It's a lie. You're careless when you're drunk. You're careless. You're like, you're unbothered about your environment. Doesn't necessarily mean that what you're saying is what you really mean.
No, Debo, that's why I disagree with you. Because if you're careless, it means that you don't care. like your zero inhibitions, right?
Yeah.
So it means that that is when you are, you feel comfortable enough. It's when I don't care. Like, okay, I mean, imagine me being around people I don't care about. That's when I can say whatever the hell I want because I don't care about what you think about me or I don't care. So I think that that is when you can actually just, you should just pour it out because you have no fear of repercussions at that moment. Yeah, but so like,
don't we go through life believing that we should have fear of repercussions irrespective of, because this will only apply to people that you actually care, like deep down inside, you care about a situation that wasn't friendly. Let's use a romantic situation, for instance, right? Two people are in love, they're like, they want to get married, they're seeing the stars at night, they hold their hands climbing to the mountains, they share their Netflix passwords with each other, they share their Google passwords with each other, and all that kind of stuff, you know, that love stuff that people do. I know, worry, I know you get it.
I don't get it. I don't know what that is.
But, right, you have all that and you get drunk and you're in a partner fighting, or maybe you go out for a couple of drinks with your friends and whatnot, and then I didn't want to go the way of, oh, you kiss somebody and all that. No, let's not do that. Let's talk about like actual word to word. Like you then say something to your partner. You're like, I don't like the fuck, blah, blah, blah. I don't care, blah, blah. You're shouting, you're letting all like your anger because you're, obviously, not in control of yourself. You're filled with vodka and shit, right? You care about this person irrespective. Like, you take that booze out of your body and shit. That person means the world to you.
Yeah.
But then in that moment, you're upset. You're upset, you're also drunk. What comes out of your mouth is not what you really mean.
No.
What comes out of your mind can be what's in your mind.
Which is what you are thinking. No, if it's not in your mind, you can't see. Like, if you're not thinking, it's not in your mind. So, because I say that, oh, I hate when you leave the toilet seat up. Oh, I hate when you move the Vaseline from the bathroom to the bedroom.
It makes for easier access for lube. I'm just saying, probably that's
the
reason.
I know the funny thing, actually, said is out of like personal experience.
Guys, I'm never wrong.
But no, it has nothing to do with lube. Oh my gosh. No, it's just that I just prefer.
Water base, guys. No, next time.
Always. It's just I just prefer to like sit on the bed and cream my body as opposed to stand in the bathroom and cream my body. But no problem. Anyway. So like me saying that doesn't mean that I don't love you.
Yeah.
Right? But at that moment, that's what I remember. Like, oh my God, you always leave the toilet seat out. I'm drunk and I'm shouting. So again, maybe if I wasn't drunk, I wouldn't have said it that way. I would have just said, but doesn't mean that that's the point.
Yeah, but people,
you're still thinking about it.
But people ride with the idea that what is said in that moment is exactly what wants to be said. Right?
Yeah, but it is what wants to be said. It's just when your inhibition is low, is higher, high, low, whatever.
when
you can construct it the same way we just spoke about this email, right?
Yeah.
Like you can decide, okay, you know what? Let me word it in a nicer way. Let me not yell it at my partner. Let me not yell at my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my wife. But you're still thinking the same things. It's the only difference when you're drunk and when you're not drunk. You're not drunk, I'm assuming, is just the delivery. I think it's the delivery.
I think
the message is the same. No, the delivery is different.
I think the message is different. I think the message is different because you are like, there's also that thing about like, there's hype. Alcohol brings hype.
Again, delivery. So it's just the delivery that's different.
Hype can create the wrong message in your head.
Dibble. Yeah,
right? You're like, you know what? Yeah, let's go. By the way, I'm not like this. Let me just put it out there. Disclaimer. I, for one, can never, like, I've been shit-faced drunk. I've been shit-faced drunk to the point in which half of my face didn't work when I woke up. I've been shit-faced drunk to
and
the point
and this is what you
want
to get me to on Saturday?
I have been shit-faced drunk happen. To the point in which I left my phone, my charger, my laptop, everything at a friend's house. I walked to my house, remembered that I left my phone at my friend's house, went back to his house, told his concierge, please can you help me go to my friend's floor, tell him I need my phone. He said, what floor? I told him that I had enough memory to tell him his number, the apartment number. He comes down, brings my phone, and then I drop it. I leave it on the chair of the concierge, and I go back to my house, and I sleep, and I wake up the next morning trying to remember where my phone was. I have been that drunk before in the past. So I have drank a bit. And it's not something I'm proud of, really, because I'm trying to... Alcohol isn't good for the body, man. Really.
I don't know.
But what I'm saying is that even at all this, right, no matter how angry or no matter what was going on around me, no matter how pretty some girl looked, or no matter how, like... sexual situation was getting, there was still enough understanding of my person, like, oh,
Could we say that you are an expert in getting drunk? Thereby, you had already trained your body to a point where
I don't think so. I just think a lot of people hide on there. And a lot of babes too, because you go out with women, right? And you go out with women to a club, party, restaurant, whatever, you know. And that's why sometimes it's funny when they say, oh, when the girl goes out for the brunch with the girls,
mm-hmm.
women, a lot of women hide on the fact that they're drunk just to be able to do whatever say rubbish. The hell and say whatever they want to say. But the fact is that they're probably not drunk. And even if they are, they still have a good enough standing. So my point is not really about the aspect of like, oh, whatever someone says, don't take it. Yes, don't take it too seriously. Depending on who the person is, right? And the person already gives you signs that's how they really are, then mm-hmm. it probably is. But like if it's a complete 180 from their real personality, then please bear with them. It's probably just the alcohol, not really their personality. But you see that one that, yeah, not in your system. But it's like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. Oh my God, I'm so drunk. I didn't know you had muscle. If I give you blue.
No, but honestly, I think I'm one of those people that at the risk of sounding insensitive, I do not apologize with people who act up when they're drunk. Like I don't excuse behaviors that are done under the influence. I do not excuse it. Like if you decide, like we've seen so many times on like Big Brother and stuff, and they say, oh, this person was being rude, this person was being crazy because they were drunk, so we forgive them. I do not excuse it because we're adults. I think that if you think that you have gotten to a point where okay, you should know. Like, I think people who should be getting that drunk are high school kids who are literally stealing alcohol or who are like,
yeah,
getting like they're hiding to drink. You know, when you're stealing something, it'll be doing you anyhow.
Yeah.
But like, we're old enough, even if you don't have experience drinking, maybe you like someone like me now, imagine me getting drunk maybe on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then I just go and stand in front of a moving trailer and I say, oh, no. I should be able to know at some point that, okay, I'm now seeing three people instead of one. It's time to stop. We're old enough to know these things. Sorry, guys, I'm a bit distracted.
There's an Amber Alert, guys. Amber! If you see a victim called, oh shit, a 2-year-old.
Oh gosh.
Wow.
I don't excuse behaviors that are undertaken under the influence. I don't think it's a good enough excuse for me.
I kind of agree with you that it's never a good enough excuse to use drunk to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Be aggressive to people. I just think in the common part of things, like, don't use an excuse, please. Like, do your full chest.
You're an adult.
And to be honest, alcohol is not that great. Like,
that's why I don't drink it.
Yo, like, the PR for alcohol is unnecessary. Like, because alcohol is not that great. Don't get me wrong. I also don't like the guys that come and say it tastes bitter.
I don't think it tastes bitter. There's different types of alcohol.
If you don't like to taste it, sorry.
Yeah, like, there's different types.
I hate
literally, like,
dry, but I drink two liters of Coke every 4 days. Shit.
Right? But you are unhealthy.
Yeah, I am unhealthy, really. Like, my stomach today looked like a shield.
Golly.
Like Captain America's shield. Like, it was that defined in the roundness.
Ah.
And I used to have abs just approximately 3 months ago. Anyways, guys, that's what happens.
Anything can happen in 3 months.
Yeah, when you don't. When
yeah,
you
anything
can
happen even in 2 weeks. But that's life.
Hey. An empty street, an empty heart, hole inside my heart.
I hate you, Demon.
Guys, remember when I told you 2 episodes ago that there were updates? Oh no, last episode actually.
Smaller.
I told you guys there were updates in our lives, you know, like.
I don't know what they were saying.
Updates, Nah, this is funny, man. But yeah, it's been
funny, not funny.
Yeah, I've got one thing I was gonna tell you about. I think we've touched it, yeah. Oh yeah, I was gonna tell you about the whole like meta thing going on and whatnot.
Oh right, Twitter. Right.
I have a couple of friends, but we talked about it because I was gonna say how like I was struggling. Also, like I'm a tech. I adjacent.
Yeah.
I relate with that tech energy, not the money.
Not the money, right. Because I know that the day the boss starts making that kind of money, they will stop recording podcasts.
Oh yeah. I will be recording like on a rooftop or something. Like, oh yeah. I'm like, guys, welcome to.
I'm in Milan.
I just want to show you guys. And my voice will go lower.
Yeah, the way my own voice was low that time.
Yeah, I just want to show you.
It's high enough because I need money. I'm like, employ me.
That's literally how I'll be talking. But yeah, it's
been a good couple. I feel like I feel like for me, I don't know if it's mentally, like I just mentally tapped out. Like I just want to go on a vacation. I'm at a point where, oh, I am going on a vacation. I'm pretty sure I've measured like at least 1,000 times.
Quite a few times.
Yeah, man, because right? Y'all gotta know. Because let me first tell you, we are going to do subscription. Instagram subscription, so that you guys can subscribe to the content I'm about to be.
Do you know what's funny? Yeah. Let's talk about it like from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. You do know that if you do that, people will pay, right? And if you actually do deliver.
People
right?
keep paying, eh?
People will keep paying.
But yeah, but the thing is, I don't know people that would pay in the first place.
That's the thing. Irrespective, even if you've never done it before, if it's like a new thing.
People are like, this guy's about to.
I don't know why I'm paying like this, but I think that if you do that, because people are like, oh, she's never like done a subscription before, so.
What does she have for us?
Everyone would have their own expectation of what it is.
But how much will I charge? I know someone that's charging $20.
For what?
I remember now, $19.99. Okay. Hi, babe. Yeah. Right now, she has like 70 something followers, something subscribers.
70 just, something. It's all our
just
friends.
Just like that.
It's all our friends.
So I would tell you for free that I believe that the first 20 people were her friends. And then when people see, like people like exclusivity. Then exactly. When they see that, oh, 20 people have signed up. Oh, there was something nice there. And then they start signing up.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the same logic, you know?
Would you subscribe just?
I will subscribe.
Just so
as your guy. Okay. As your guy, I will subscribe.
So guys, come in soon.
But after one month, you know, I'm not affording Chick-fil-A right now. So that's a bit of a high expense.
No, but how much? I can't do $20. I don't have $20 worth of content.
Okay, five.
Yeah, $5 is okay. That's a cup of coffee. Yeah, it's a cup of coffee. I think that's fair.
That's fair
you guys,
price.
I'm going to bring you content.
That's a good point. You should actually try it. I support you.
It's going to be. I don't know that I can do it. I'm just making my
She's like, in reality. Let's talk about reality now.
But what I might do is I might have like the little green circle. I'm
going to
have
friends.
Like this. So I'm going to have. So just believe that. Whatever you're seeing, I'm going to be giving you hot on the story and on my post. So if you are seeing that, imagine what close friends do see. I think that's the moment in which I will bring subscription. When they've seen the general, they're like,
someone will not comment on your close friends. You'll not crop it. And say, when someone's like, this content is fire.
Fire.
If only. Then we're like, guy, add me now.
Please now. Like, I'll pay $10. I'll pay $15. It's okay, subscribe. Aye, you
ladies
guys.
And gentlemen, please click the red button down below. Subscribe, like, if you like and share.
You can hear the sign. How did they do it? I can't, no.
Those YouTuber guys.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll join them.
Maybe one day.
Maybe. We're just too lazy when it comes to like getting dressed and like, because we... You need to see our recording space.
I'm telling you, just wires everywhere. To be honest, I've seen a couple of people's podcasts that they don't.
Yeah,
really
remember
care.
those people, the UK ones, the back chat. They were literally just sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah, back chat was aggressive, bro. That was in the podcast. That was like war.
Listen, every time I go in, I don't know. I think they lost their mojo. But back then, where I would sit down, I'm like, I want to know what it's going to be today.
I was too aggressive.
And I had people remember that you're going to fight somebody. You knew people that are going to fight. Like they were.
It's
two
already,
girls,
it's already aggressive
two guys.
Energy going on
they were already aggressive
behind
people.
The scenes.
Exactly.
They didn't even like themselves behind the scenes.
And then they now bring one difficult topic. Actually, it's never that difficult. Who should pay rent? Who should pay this?
Everyone
and then
has
people
an
just go crazy.
I will never forget the video about period.
Oh my gosh, no. No.
I will never forget it.
No,
they
no.
said what?
I would never
if you
forget.
Participate in such, you
I
need
would
to
never.
Be arrested. You vampire
I hear,
sucking,
I hear people
blood
do that.
Sucking motherfucker.
I hear people do that. I hear people do it.
If you, yeah, they are vampires.
I don't know, because...
You
I don't
are
know.
A vampire.
So you know what I would assume? I would just assume that's a fetish. That's it.
You are a vampire fetish.
Yeah,
you are a vampire with a fetish.
Some Twilight fetish
nah,
out there.
Bro. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, freaky, you know.
No, that's not freaky.
Days a week.
That's unhygienic.
But like, yeah, it's
that,
a bit
that's
over
not.
Top. But yeah, back chat was a bit.
It's probably unhealthy.
Probably.
It is. I'm just saying, in case they might have opposing views.
What? Probably that is.
But yeah, it's probably no.
Don't do that, guys. In case you didn't know what we're talking about.
Don't know. We're not going to say. We are not going to say here.
I feel like we're just going on like don't. You don't have to know. Whatever. Like there's some things in life that you really don't know. But if
you
can just go Google
knowing.
Back chat. Back chat.
Back chat. It's like BCK
chat,
something. Yeah.
Blood. Period.
I think we've said too much. You've said too much.
Girl,
you have said too much. Her name is Nunu. Just Google Nunu. Nunu back chat. It's going
to
come up.
Yeah, it will come up faster that way. I try to help you guys. She's not nice. I try to give you options.
Just go that route. I think it's less I was going to say something, but I just remember that you guys said I speak too much English. Remember yesterday?
Yes.
When I said something and then everybody's like...
Yeah, that didn't make any sense though.
Okay, guys, listen to this. I said, we're talking about a mall, and someone said, oh, is it far from me or is it far from you? And I'm like, oh, I think it's equidistant. Jesus. I don't think that is too much English. If you were in math class, every mathematics class, there was always something to say, oh, this person is equidistant from.
As you like, can see, I'm an artist. So yeah, math wasn't my forte.
But we must have at least gotten a C.
Oh.
Yes, to have entered university.
Oh.
To have entered Covenant.
Oh. It's the assumptions for me. It's the assumptions. You said I must have gotten a C. I must have. Must.
You must have to get into university. What the hell?
Oh.
Regardless of the course. Come on, don't do that.
I think I did get a C, but did I get that C on my own? Is the question.
Stay tuned.
No, I think I got a C actually. I got a C or a B. I was pretty good in math for WAEC and JAMB only. So.
Oh yeah, I was good in math too. My SS2 because I was gonna almost repeat the class. So if I didn't do that, I would have.
But equidistance is another thing.
Equidistant.
Equally
yes.
Distance. Distant.
Is equally distant.
Exactly.
Yes, you guys. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Go equidistant. What the hell? Look at this. At equal distances.
Now that's Urban Dictionary, bro.
No, this is dictionary. This is Oxford. What are you saying, boy?
I choose to not
I understand English, please. Like, they were just trolling me yesterday. I think I said something else. And then, I can't remember. I'm trying to remember what it was. I said something else yesterday, too.
Yeah, they were trolling me. But it's good, though. English is not my... I speak terrible English, by the way. For someone that was in broadcasting before, I used to speak good English then, but now I just mix. And there's one thing, right? I think as Nigerians, we have this bad habit of picking... because we don't have where we lie in our own selves. My assumption, and I'm trolling everybody, please don't come for me. Because we don't lie in where we are as our own selves as Nigerians, we are like Tiwa Savage.
Oh my God, Debo.
We have to end the episode. We have to end it.
Debo. Do you know the fact that we have never discussed this?
When I said I knew that and I was going to do it, I just...
she's our Drake. Period. That's it. I'm just going to end it there.
God.
Damn, ma'am.
Tiwa Savage is going to be an episode. By the way, I find Tiwa Savage extremely hot.
Yeah, I think she's. I think she's a sex symbol. God like damn, she's beautiful lady.
She's at the top.
Thick. Like I like her thick. Oh, I just want to be her thick. Like that's what I aspire. I just want to look like her. But damn, yeah, ma'am.
Nigerians are like literally the Tiwa Savage of the world. We try to pick up everything, and that because of that we pick up accents.
I'm sure you've heard some of my little
I'll hear from you. I'm from Texas, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm fine. No, but like we're so much like that. Like, so like I think because of that, when you go into new spaces and you talk to different people with different backgrounds, you tend to pick their pattern of talking. And that
I'm pretty good at that, to be honest. Like I'm very good at
for me, I think it affects the way it affects my diction. Like
it doesn't affect my diction.
My English. Because I used to have this in Vancouver. I was friends with a lot of Asians, and I love you guys, but those people couldn't speak English. Those guys, not Asians. I'm not generalizing.
The people you were talking to,
my classmates, they couldn't speak English, so they would say some very weird things. And at first, I used to correct them, but they started to gang up against me. Like they thought correct. I was the one that was wrong. I'm like, bro, I speak English for a living. You speak Mandarin. Hey,
who's right here?
Like I knew for a fact that I was correct,
the
but like
fuck was that?
That's thank you.
Ni hao.
And do you know what's in Mandarin?
Nigger. No way.
I swear it's nigger. In Mandarin, but it's nigger.
No.
What? Yeah, you said it's a
damn.
About the first time someone said it in my class, I was like, sir, come again.
Pardon
Did
me?
Did you just call me a nigger?
Excuse me?
Did you just call me a nigger in front of everybody?
Oh my God. Before we end this episode, I was going to say that if anybody has like suggestions or if you want us to have a particular kind of guest over, you can just send us a DM. Don't bother putting in the comments. Just send us a DM and we will. If you have a topic you want us to discuss, if you have a guest you'd like us to have or a type of guest.
If you want to be a guest, actually.
If you want to be a guest.
Yeah, you know, like it'll be fun. It'll be fun to have.
For a price.
Hey.
I'm kidding, no.
Yeah, it'll be fun to have like people over, you know, as a guest and, you know, or a person, not people, Jesus. But even if it's people, to be honest, it'd be fun. And, you know, reach out, you know, we're pretty nice people.
Yeah, we're pretty sweet. I think we try, actually.
And our landladies are also pretty cool.
They are.
They won't have anything. I don't know.
Our studio host.
They won't have anything again. So, yeah. Anyways, guys.
Well, yeah, thank you guys for listening. I know we rambled a lot today.
It's because we're so excited about last week.
Yeah,
you know?
we're still riding on the high from last week.
It's nice to have a win.
Yeah.
And thank you to
everyone who reached out and everyone who kind of related to the episode and reached out. Yeah. And everybody stay
to
safe.
To our enemies, you know, for posting, reposting.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That meant a lot to me, you know. Like, I was like, I know you hate me, but you...
But thanks.
But you got the message. That's great.
Thank you. Love transcends all this. Oh. Any kind of nonsense.
Guys, we've come to the end of this episode. I go by the name of Uncle Dayball. Once and
the baddest DJ in Toronto.
Book me, yeah, please. Yes. Book me, please.
All right, guys. Have a lovely rest of your week. Bye.